You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, and I am joined, as always, with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What is up, Andrew?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing well, man. And we have Danielle Rush actually joining us as a co-host today. So what is up, Danielle?
Hello.
Red Live Yoga. Yeah, good morning. Yeah. And we have the opportunity to have a conversation with Ms. Rory Killingsworth. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
And Rory, of course, is with Little Lady Catering. And so what we want to do, Rory, is talk about you a little bit, talk about your business, talk about your experience with B&I so far. And obviously you like it because you are in it. You're all in.
Yeah, all in to win.
And so we want to talk about that a little bit, and then we'll talk about, you know, what are good referrals for you. Another way to say that is, you know, who is it that you can help the most? And then we'll do a couple of rapid fires today. We're going to have Andrew do our typical rapid fire questions, and then Danielle's going to throw us a little bit of a curveball with some additional ones.
Yeah, I'm a little intimidated by your questions. I think they're going to overshadow mine today. So
it's all right, Andrew. It's all right, man.
I'm a little sad.
All right. So, with that being said, Rory, the question that we always like to ask all of our members is, who is Rory Killingsworth?
I am 37 years old. I'm a lifelong resident of Berksville. I'm currently residing in Wekiwachi. I have a wonderful husband, Richard, and 5 children.
And your children ages?
1, 8, 10, 12, and 17.
Very nice. Of course, you mentioned you grew up in Brooksville. You've only moved out, well, now live in Wekiwachi. The question, do folks in Brooksville, if you live in Wekiwachi and say you live in Brooksville, is that offensive?
I have a Brooksville address, so I just kind of mentioned that because, yeah, they don't want outsiders.
And, like, technically, we don't have a Wekiwachi anymore.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of sad.
Oh, is that the true thing?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Is that a true thing?
Something like it said it only had 29 people living in it, so they decided to get rid of it. But I suspect there were actually people living in it that had a different address, right?
Huh. So is it considered Spring Hill or Brooksville?
Spring
or they split
Hill
them?
Now.
Spring Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a big deal. They kept the name because of tourists. And then
the park, right?
Then they said that, you know, it's no more appeal to that. And there's a big tax deal. Anyway,
we want to talk, Rory, a little bit about some of your interests and hobbies. I believe you like to kayak.
Yep. No less than 10 miles a trip.
Is that right?
Got to make it worth it. 8 to 10 hours a day.
When's the last time you went?
Mother's Day.
And where'd you go?
Wekiwachi.
How, 10 miles?
Yeah. Wow. Go all the way up from Rogers Park to Wekiwachi is 4.5. Go back down to Rogers, and then we go back up a little bit. Wow. We have a house over there.
Do y'all do any kayaking?
I do. Not as much as I'd like, but yeah, I like it.
Have you ever done any saltwater kayaking?
Yes. I have one time saltwater kayaked out to the flats from Hernando Beach.
Yeah.
Random fact, I can't swim. I'll never do it again.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know how to swim.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Yeah. So.
Did you see any wildlife when you're...
No. Okay. But I just... Knowing that you don't know the depth of the water, I'm not doing that again.
All right. I got you. So,
yeah. My daughter wants to do the see-through kayak.
Do it.
Yeah, that sounds
We did the bioluminescent kayaking thing for 7 hours overnight one time, and that was amazing down in Cocoa Beach.
Did you see that recent clip? Go to YouTube and see the kayaker that was attacked by the alligator. Did you see that?
No. Thank gosh.
Maybe we shouldn't if we like to kayak.
Yeah.
Chris has a fear of the water.
Yeah,
so.
Just in general. Yeah.
Do you really?
I mean, it could be alligators or snakes or sharks or, you know, who knows?
So I won't get in water. I can't see the bottom.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
We did. When we went up to, we were up in, where were we? North Carolina, Tennessee, that area. And the water there is super deep, like 140 feet deep or something. You can't see in it, you know. But I didn't feel like, you know, we were up there. It was kind of chilly. And so I didn't expect there was anything that was going to hurt me. Is that silly on my part?
They sleep when it's cold.
What's that?
They hide and sleep when they cold.
Fair enough. You also like to cook.
Yep. Cooking is my passion. I do it every day. My house is a 3-meal-a-day cook, you know, and serve. My favorite thing to do is be out on the smoker or the barbecue grill. Everybody laughs. My husband's bought me 3 grills for Christmas.
So you love to smoke. Yes. You love to cook. You love doing those things. Obviously, that's your business. You've been in that business for quite some time. Before we get there, though, one of the things I also want to mention, your husband is a police officer, sheriff?
Yep, he's a sheriff's detective.
And obviously one thing that you did for a long time, you may still do, is give free meals to sheriffs and police and law enforcement.
We do once a week, one shift per week. Okay. We take it to either office and give it to them.
And why'd you get into doing that?
My house has always been an open door. Even when I lived in downtown, that they knew they could come in. There was always a crock pot full of food. Mm-hmm. And so my best friend was always sneaking in. And it's really funny, when I first met my husband, we're sitting there watching TV, and this guy walks in, and I say, hey, it's in the kitchen. And he goes, just random people? I go, yeah, it happens.
So let's talk about Little Lady Catering for here a moment. Obviously, my family uses Little Lady Catering quite a bit, and it makes things a whole lot easier for us. My wife and I, obviously, working here all day, get home, get the kids, and we have a meal ready for us. And so it works very, very well. How'd you get into the catering?
So that was always my goal, was to do memorable events with people. And I started really working towards it about 3 years ago. And it turned into it. And COVID really pushed me in that way. Mm-hmm. Family meals turned into family feasts and big parties and a lot of weddings. I did 3 weddings last weekend for a total of 650 meals put out in just one day.
And that's obviously one of the one of your best referrals or folks you can help certainly would be weddings.
Yes.
Like you said, did 3 in 3 different counties? Was that?
Yes, 3 different counties.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Breakfast wedding, lunch wedding, dinner wedding.
Wedding. I love that.
It was amazing. We had a chicken and waffle fondue fountain.
With
syrup.
I don't know why I didn't get an invitation.
It freaked me out to start with, and I was like, I just don't know. But sitting down, and we always do 3 taste tests with everybody. Mm-hmm. And we nailed it. And they just sent me this like really long thing yesterday. And the church, I'm going to sign a contract with tomorrow to be their only sole caterer.
Cool.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So very exciting.
Yeah. Can I sign up for a tasting?
Yeah.
Just me? Just
you? Yeah. Okay, great. You can be my new recipe taster because I'm looking for 3 of them.
All in.
There you go.
Right there. I'm writing a cookbook, so we could swap that job.
There you go.
All right, great.
We'll come back to Little Lady Catering here in a moment. I was contemplating whether or not we wanted to talk about this next subject, and I've decided we're going to do it.
Oh.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. Rory, in a former life, actually worked at a slaughterhouse.
Yep. 7 years.
7 years. And what did you slaughter?
Cows.
So they brought the cows in, one right after the other.
1,000 a day.
And what happened?
I was the person who inserted the bang stick for the slaughter.
Yep.
Nothing?
Yep.
I don't have imagery, and I'd like to keep it that way, so I'm not going to ask entirely what that means.
The reality is this. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Right.
If we're going to enjoy it. So, yeah. Thank you, Rory.
I was, to be honest with you, I was the only person that was too short for any of the other jobs. So I could do the cold side kill when the meat got frozen. I could do the slaughtering then, but I couldn't reach anything else on the kill floor because I'm only 5 foot tall.
The kill floor.
Okay. Yeah. One part I did want you to mention, because I think it's interesting, is not a single piece of the cow is wasted.
Right.
Talk about that.
Okay, yeah. So from the moment they get slaughtered, all the blood is drained into a tub per cow, and they take that for testing. What they don't use, they put into a trailer. The hide gets salted, and it gets turned into purses, shoes, whatever people might desire. The fetus, if it's there, will go in for testing, and everything else, the meat gets harvested, the bones, and every remnant left over goes in for cosmetics. It goes to a remnant trailer and they use it. Not a single piece is wasted, and the USDA is there to make sure you do not waste it.
And there's significant fines if you do.
Significant, starting the minimum fine is $250,000 and a 7-day shutdown.
Wow. 7 days, we're talking 6,000 cows.
6,000 cows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Product and everything. Danielle, you have a little bit of experience, not necessarily on the slaughtering side, but on the butchering side, right?
Yes, 2 different applications.
Yeah. So you actually would cut chickens up.
I was in cooking school.
Yeah.
I had to drop out because I was working, cooking so much, schedule. Yes, so butchering chicken, being taught how to butcher a chicken or, you know, whatever part. And then I was able to use that knowledge in another setting. My cadaver lab for yoga teachers.
That's awesome.
When you're dissecting a human, it's rather similar to butchering and the butchering or deboning.
Yep,
it is.
That's what it's called.
And it was very like I was using a scalpel, much more fine, you know, work. But it was like, this is really familiar. Yeah.
So there you go. Thank you all very much for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Basically, being in a room with us right now is dangerous.
Yeah. He sat close to the door.
That's fair. Yeah. So thank you all for sharing that. Again, I think that's super interesting. And, you know, that's things that we don't talk about, we don't see on a very regular basis. And so,
but it is interesting. I mean, it's an interesting story, but also just kind of tells you, like, there's a lot of skill set within our group.
Sure.
A lot of people can do a lot
of
things.
Do a lot of different things,
And there's a benefit to that.
Yeah, got a very particular set of skills.
Yes, we do.
Can I just insert that I also love true crime and serial killers, but that's
all right. That's completely separate.
Interesting that it's a hobby, too, right?
Huh. Interesting. So, Rory, this obviously is the B&I podcast, and the Winning Edge podcast, I should say. And as such, we are the Winning Edge chapter of B&I, and you got involved in B&I about 2.5 years ago, April of 18, maybe?
Yep.
All right. And so far, so good?
Fantastic. Yeah. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
And not only are you a fantastic member, served as our vice president last year, in fact, but additionally, you are now a launch director.
Yep, I'm a launch director serving all of the Central Florida area and hoping to expand to the North Florida area.
And just actually, we have one in Brooksville, new chapter in Brooksville, new chapter up in Sumter as well?
Nope, new chapter in Brooksville, fully launched, new chapter in Inverness, launched, okay. And I have three more in the works across three additional counties.
Very cool. Enjoying it?
Loving it. Yeah. Meeting new people, gaining bigger referral circles. I've already done probably $16,000-$17,000 with the Inverness chapter alone, and I got a big event coming up this weekend for them too.
Now, one thing I did want to talk to you about is COVID. Obviously, that's a big deal. It's still here. We're recording this now, the middle of October 2020, and so it's been around now for what, 7.5-8 months, something like that. Yeah, and obviously, it's affected everybody's business. It's affected everybody's life. Everything seems to have changed. And so, for you, you and your business, what kind of changes have you had to make?
So we have learned that many people prefer now to have their meals served, cutting back on the buffets, or if they are doing a buffet, is us holding everything till the very end and gloving between plates. Each venue has a different set of rules to follow, but it's actually a lot easier because you're more in control of the entire situation.
Mm-hmm. So it's been good for you.
Fantastic. Yeah. COVID pushed me to make business moves I was not prepared to make, but I guess in deep down I was. And it's really increased my revenue a lot this way.
You know, it's kind of the theme we've been hearing.
Yeah.
You know,
we talked to Shane last week.
Yeah. I mean, well, more than just Shane. I think 3 or 4 people have now said to us that, I mean, Shane, but there's a couple others where, you know, COVID has pushed new things.
Yeah.
So taking a negative, making a positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of focusing on what maybe we've lost out, or we can't do this, can't do that, or opening opportunities. Hey, maybe there's something else I can do. Let's pivot.
Yep.
And figure out something else. Pivot. Nothing.
Yes.
Oh, I totally. Okay. Thank you. Right. Anyway, I got it and I loved it.
I appreciate it.
Pivot.
Ooh, all right. So let's see. What is your best B&I moment to date?
I cried when I became VP.
Okay.
That was quite the honor.
Yeah.
And just honestly being accepted into the chapter, I was on pins and needles for 2 days waiting for my application. And Jessica was in charge at the time, and she called me, and I said, oh, this girl's a lot. She showed up at my job 2 hours later, and she's like, hey, I want to let you know. And I was, so to this day, I still have the text message where she inducted me into the chapter and says, hey, you need to be there.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of my best moments.
I have a similar experience. I have cried every night since I've taken over the VP. So thank you, Rory, for that.
You're rocking it. You're rocking it.
So obviously the Wedding Mafia, that's very good for you. What are some other folks that you can help?
People in the home trades are in people's houses, and they're hearing a lot of people, like moms and so, oh, I'm so tired. I've gotten probably 5 referrals in the past 2 weeks from people just being in the houses and going, hey, there's a dinner service you can get. And so it's increasing that.
Okay. And if somebody's sitting out there and they need to get a hold of you, they want to get a hold of you, they want you to cater their wedding, they want you to cater. Actually, you got a just a couple weeks from now, a Halloween event, right, that you're doing. Talk about that.
Yep. I'm doing a Halloween-themed birthday party with Spooky by Design. That's what they want, scary-looking stuff. And I actually have a Halloween wedding that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so those came from Facebook referrals.
Okay. Awesome. And you know, obviously this will only be good for a couple of weeks once we get this posted, because Halloween will be behind us before you know it. But I think, you know, keep that in mind, things like that, especially during COVID, if there's certain events that are coming up, you know, there might be different ways to celebrate those than maybe we have in the past.
Yep.
So are you going to offer any kind of Thanksgiving meals or Christmas
meals? We have a $99 Thanksgiving for nine.
Okay.
And leftovers. Right now, I think I have 17 or 18 of them signed up, and we only have room for 25.
Okay. All right. Very good. Cool. And so what would you say the best way to get a hold of you? Call you? Or?
Call me. Yep. I answer my phone 24 hours a day. You can ask Jessica. She put her order in at 2:30 in the morning to me, and I responded with, she sent me a message. She accidentally called me, and I responded by email to her and had her food delivered for her office the next day at 11 o'clock.
Very cool. And very good. Okay. Well, I tell you what, Andrew.
Rapid fire time. Rapid fire, man. Here we go. Best book, networking or otherwise, business, any kind of book. Best book you've ever read.
Sleeping Rich.
Sleeping Rich.
It was a gift from one of my fellow BNI members last year.
All right. Very good. Most important networking trait.
Is being able to be so open and just talk to anybody.
Very good. Open. That's great. If you could go back in time, we got a couple off of this. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what is one networking secret that you wish you had known when you had started?
Is to open my mouth after I've opened my mind.
Oh, very good. And what is one business tip that you wish you had known sooner?
Is spend. There's no reason for me to keep saving like I am. Go out and enjoy it, and I don't need to be doing it 7 days a week.
Very nice.
Very good. What is the most profound piece of advice you wish you had known sooner about life in general?
You can be replaced at work. You can't be replaced at home.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yep. Nice. That's good. Man, she was prepared.
She was indeed.
That was quite the rapid fire section.
Well, normally this is where we would end the episode, but...
But not today.
Not today, Rory. So, welcome. Congratulations. You're the first one on the Danielle Rutsch's hot seat. So let's hear it. Yeah.
All right, so two questions based on communication first. What is your preferred method of communication in general?
Phone.
So a phone call?
A phone call.
Excellent. So the second is how your preferred method of introduction or communication for a referral. And you can separate them into a person like a bride or a source. You can do both even.
Facebook is honestly one of my best referral sources. I have people that just tag.
No, I mean, how do you want to talk to them? Like, if I had a bride.
I want them my phone number. I want them to call me.
Okay, great. And then what if I had a referral source for you? Would that be the same thing? Do you want, like, a personal introduction? Are you still great with phone calls?
Phone call or personal. Okay, if you can do personal, that's great. But some people are awkward with that, and they'd rather just have a phone introduction and then talk.
I get it. All right. And then, okay, so I have developed this brilliant plan called the Peanut Butter and Jelly. And it is how you explain your context sphere theoretically, or your power team. So context sphere is a noun, power team is a verb. And so peanut butter and jelly, mine is, I'm the bread because yoga is life. Then peanut butter could be, let's say, Dr. Sam. He's a doctor, nutrition. Then you've got jelly, Grace, because she's the sweetness in life. And then you have a delicious sandwich. And we are all working together towards a theme. Maybe you have personal ones, like I have one with my two best friends, you know, and I. So I would love to know who are the ones that you are working with and maybe other ones you need to work with.
The biggest ones I'm working with right now is Jody Holly. She's one of my, we go back and forth all the time with referrals.
She's the jelly.
She's definitely bringing me a lot of stuff and I'm bringing her. We're tag teaming a bunch of weddings coming up.
Good.
I would definitely be the bread because I'm the person that has the food and food brings all of us together. It's a universal communication. And event venues. I have several contracts with different event venues to be the caterer.
Okay.
At which my introduction is always for Jody at that point too.
Excellent. Okay, great. And then I guess you have like your lean on people too. So the peanut butter and jelly is you're leaning on, which you can keep to yourself. You don't have to.
It's easy. Dan Brown is the jelly and Sean is the peanut butter.
Excellent.
Sean.
Bradley.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I asked him that question back in April, and I'm pretty sure you were on the sandwich too. I think Dan Brown was his carrot sticks, if I remember correctly. He needed a side dish.
Yeah.
That's what Dan Brown was.
We are huge accountability partners. We meet twice a month or three times a month sometimes, and it's, you know, brutal or best. It can be rough, but it holds us each other to a higher standard.
Yeah, just thinking about accountability for a moment, I know that in our chapter over the last, 2-3 years, accountability and implementing that and forcing that has definitely made our chapter better. And we continue to grow. We continue to be successful. And so definitely accountability is huge. Did you have another one?
Do you happen to know the 5 love languages?
No.
Okay, then. Maybe you should. It's a good book. It was just another question. Okay, then what is your referral promoter?
Room for a little referral.
I'm a promoter.
Promoter, okay. Yeah, that's it.
All right, very good. Well, that will conclude this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. Rory, thank you very much joining us. Absolutely. Danielle, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Andrew, appreciate it.
Yeah, I want a peanut butter sandwich now.
I know, right?
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!